dog.
Yeah. No, you got. Can you try?
Hello, Dawn.
There we go.
Oh, my God.
I'm just gonna.
Dawn, she won't mess her hair. This is hysterical.
No, because I can't hear if I'm. Yeah, you're right. I won't. And. And I can't hear otherwise.
I'm choking, Dawn.
Because then
Dawn
I can't
is the
hear
funniest person. Fuck.
You can curse. Go ahead. No. I'm just fooling around. Go.
Dawn, you're so funny. She's pretending like she's not gonna mess her hair up, but she, really, that is the cause of this.
No, because what happens? It all gets like stuck in my hair, and I can't even put like sunglasses on top of my head. It all gets stuck in my hair.
I'm not even joking. I'll probably walk out with like a patch missing.
Hey, this is John. This is Home From Here, and I'm with two fighting women.
As always.
I am okay. I am with Donna Thomas.
Yes.
Oh, and can you introduce?
Yes.
Since you guys get along so well.
Oh, my God. Yes. So anyone who knows, it's Donna Thomas and Dawn Cavassini from James's Warriors. And Dawn and I have this very funny relationship. Like, I think Dawn is one of the funniest people in the world because she just is.
Okay.
And she makes me laugh all the time. But we argue about most every event we do or anything we do. But, like, out of fun.
It took you guys about 45 seconds to drop the F-bomb. When you got here.
I'm trying not to do that so much.
Are you really working on that?
What?
Oh, well.
I'm not working on that. I went to Catholic school.
So you don't worry about it?
No, I'm like, get the fuck out of here.
Oh, okay. Very nicely done.
Jesus will take care of her.
I know, because I have a really strong relationship with Jesus, so he's fine.
Okay. As long as you and Jesus are good.
We're good. All right. Thank the Jesus.
So first, somebody describe what James's Warriors is.
So James's Warriors is an organization built on love for my son, James Thomas, who died in October of 2018 by suicide. James was only 19 years old, and really quite quickly.
Have to be quick.
No, but quickly after James died, at his wake, I had so many people who told me that they struggled from depression, anxiety, OCD, you know, suicidal ideation. And to be honest with you, I'm not one of those people. Like, I'm one of those people. I probably have, like, anxiety now and go through bouts, you know, depending how you want to describe it, depression and grief, right, because they mimic a lot of the same things. But I've always been a person like, what do you mean you just get up and you do it? What do you mean you can't get out of bed? Like, I didn't understand any of those things. And so what happens is about a month after James died, through different connections, I was in a study in Columbia University, two studies, one on genetics and one about grief. And I would go down there and do MRIs of the brain, blah, blah, blah. And they taught me so much about mental health and awareness. And so during COVID, where everybody else was like, that was a terrible time, for me, it was a time where we developed James's Warriors. So myself and a couple of close friends, Dawn has always been on my board. She right now has held different positions, but is my vice president. And Dr. Jamie Aronoff, who is the PhD, who works on our program. And so basically what we do during COVID, Dawn and I did the low budget development. We did all the paperwork, all the grant writing, because we had zero money. And James's Warriors is born, and what we have used our resources in schools and community-based programs to go in and talk about mental health awareness and, you know, suicide prevention. And though we're a small, small organization, even like today I posted, you know, everything about these big organizations, like data-driven, right? Like, who are you saving? What's going on? And we are driven by the positive responses we receive from the school or from parents. I was at Boston Spa last week in high school, and I just received in the mail this big packet of, like, envelope of all thank yous from the students who saw our presentation. And even, like, and Dawn will know, I will cry when I get notes or messages from parents. We had two parents last week who said, because of your presentation at school, my child came forward and told me, like, what they were struggling with. And that's the whole point of James's Warriors, is really to talk about mental health, to bring it out so that our kids and even adults know that there's a lot of people who struggle with mental illness, all in different degrees, but you can still live a beautiful life, right? We just need to talk about it and learn how to cope with what we're dealing with.
So do you know my story?
I know, yes, I know your story from different people, but I would love to hear it again because I don't think Dawn knows it totally. Because
I only know what my cousin told me.
Oh, what'd your cousin tell you?
But my cousins share, by the way.
Oh, okay, all right.
And Jen Neville.
Oh, yes.
She's not my cousin, though.
Oh, okay.
No, Jen's not our cousin, but she's such a big supporter of us. And
yeah, she's fantastic.
And her music, you know, we love
her.
Yeah,
she's fantastic. So just real quick, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on. I was misdiagnosed with 7,000 mental illnesses, wound up being on 7 different medications. They were counterindicating. One of them was lithium. I was lithium toxic. And I wound up getting arrested and was facing 350 years in jail and said, okay, suicide. And so I picked I first wanted to get off the drugs before I took my life. And the reason I wanted to get off the drugs is I didn't want anybody blaming the drugs. I wanted it to be me clearly. So I detoxed for 2 months with my daughter in a house. And my daughter was 7 and she took complete care of me. And I had the plan. I knew the day it was going to happen. Couldn't be during summer. It had to be during school so that she was have some distraction and support. And over the course of so I know from, you know, I know from ideation. So over the course of the summer, I detoxed, and it was her magic that did it. And then I wound up at the end of the summer saying, you know, I can't do this to her. So I worked my way through it, and you know, and I look at it as a chronic condition that you just have to manage every day.
So that's one of the things I talk to the kids about too. Like, we can't use the word recovery because it is ups and downs, right?
Yep.
And so you're always maintaining, and sometimes adjustments need to be made because life throws you certain things.
Yep.
And so it's really hard to describe to them to say, like, hey, you can still have a beautiful life. You can still feel fulfilled, even with a mental illness diagnosis. It's just, it's ever-changing. And there's no real, because sometimes we need medication, sometimes we don't. Sometimes we need more therapy, you know.
Right.
I mean, and thank you for sharing that story, because people don't realize that you can be at that darkest pre-planned step, but still survive like you did.
Yeah, yeah, you can. It's, I don't want to start crying, but I mean, it's,
no,
it's fucking hard, but you can do it. So the reason I tell my story, so then I write this one-man show about the whole experience, and the first time I perform it, there's this guy, he's 240 pounds, bald, 6'8", flannel shirt with no sleeves, jacked. I finished, there's a song I wrote about when I was actually going to do it, and this guy just runs on stage crying, and he's like, oh my God. And he's like, literally in the middle of the thing, he's like, I was going to take my own life, and I decided not to for my daughter. And,
oh my God.
But the reason I bring that up is it's everywhere.
Yes.
Everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And the work that you are doing, just saying the word ideation or saying the word suicide, just making it okay to talk about, period.
Right.
If all you do is that, you have saved lives. And the hard part about what you guys do is there's no metric for you. You don't know the people who were considering and now aren't. So you know, that's kind of an unfair question to ask you. How many people have you helped? We'll never know.
Well, and I will say we're not data driven because we're not these big organizations. We, you know, like, you know, John, before we were doing a little video because we'll
was
talk
hilarious.
About her. Right. The Dawn and Donna, you know, silly video. But like, I feel like we're real people. And like Dawn, even when we do speaking engagements, like she's at one side of the table at the end. These kids are talking. They just want people to acknowledge their feelings about how they're struggling. And like, I think the biggest part of the gratification that we get is when that one kid comes up, and there's
always.
You know, at the end of the line,
mm.
and you make that eye contact and you just say, I don't care what we've done or maybe 900 kids didn't listen today, but this one guy, he needed to talk to us.
Right.
And let me tell you, we do these presentations and you can hear a pin drop. There can be 500 students in the auditorium and you can hear a pin drop in every single one that we do. Mm-hmm. And teachers and guidance counselors, principals have come up to us and said, we've never seen them like this. We've never seen it where they're not messing around. You can literally hear a pin drop. She's so real when we do the presentation. She is so real with them. She talks to them in a way that they understand what's going on,
right,
and how their feelings actually, you know, how she actually understands them because of James and stuff.
Right.
So
three theories on that. One is you guys are probably really great. I haven't been to a presentation, but having sat in a room with you and listened to you through the wall, I bet you're great presenters. A. B. So many people are relating to what you're saying that, you know, and C, even if they aren't relating to what you're saying right now,
they will, unfortunately.
There you go. Mm-hmm. And so I think that that's.
Tell them that. Like, you may be sitting here and saying this doesn't apply to me, but unfortunately, the data shows that it will. Right. It could be your parent, a friend, a spouse, yep, in time. And we always, Dawn and I always say to the kids, like, you are the youth, but you're raising children. This group will be raising children. And so teaching these skills and using the correct terminology, I always say to, like, we do conferences for teachers, admin, right, to talk to them about how to deal with students.
Mm-hmm.
We can't, like, be so, like, are you feeling a little sad today?
No, you cannot.
No.
Because that person who's struggling knows that you cannot take, like that movie, right? You can't take the truth.
Right.
Because if you can't look me in the eye and say, do you feel suicidal?
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Then you can't, they can't release that because they know you are not prepared to hear the ugly.
Right. Yes. And they know even if you heard it, you're putting yourself, there's a hierarchy in that room.
Right.
And hierarchy with somebody who has suicidal ideation doesn't work. It needs to be like this.
Right.
So for you, and if you're condescending and if you're clinical, that's the other thing. Clinical doesn't work when you're suicidal. You need, because it's half science, but it's also half art form, being able to communicate these messages. And you have your statistics and you have your blah, blah, blah. But if you don't have your soul there, then I think people dial out.
And I think we talk real, like, even with the kids, like, we'll say to them about, like, the whole, like, I tried to save my son's mental health, like, right before he died. There were, like, these big things. But as a parent, you think your child's suicidal, there's going to be, like, that huge red flags. Their hair is going to be on fire, like, this big thing. But it's all this subtle shifts that happen over time. And so I say to the kids, too, you may wonder why your parents don't know. Because that's a big guilt for parents who children die by suicide. Like, how the fuck
did I miss that?
Because you never think, you think growing pains, you never think that your child will die by suicide. And that's the other thing. It's hard for us to raise money or people sponsoring us, you know, or like you.
We try.
Because, we try. Because let's be honest, suicide is not something that people want to be associated with, right? You want happy things. And so it's that whole stigma needs to be changed.
There aren't many people who have been there and then opted out. And still to this day, and it pisses me off, still to this day, there aren't many people who have been there, have opted out and chosen to try to, chosen to live and talk about it. And are willing to share that, and that's what I think is missing, is the success stories, and so many success stories are private,
right?
So you know it's hard to find people to say.
Well, even at our presentation, so Dawn like handles like talking
coping
to the kids about their coping kits, right? And
mm-hmm.
using your five senses, because the other thing we want to say is like, even with mental illness, you have to still live life. Like, you can't leave your classroom. You have to learn to try to develop skills to help you through those times. And Dawn goes through them.
We tell them, you know, you move a muscle, you change a thought. And with the coping kits that we provide the kids, they have all things from the dollar store. But again, that's why we do these fundraisers, because we have to buy the stuff to give to the kids. But, you know, stress balls, journals, room sprays, mints, all things for your senses, so that you're changing your thought at the time.
And if you think that's ineffective, here's why you're wrong. It's very effective. Even if even if the act of squeezing a ball, say, doesn't change anything, the act of doing something, period,
take a walk,
anything.
What do we tell the kids? I'm like, listen, I know everyone, you're taught like you're going to be these multitaskers. I'm like, you can do a million thoughts at one time. It's a lie. I don't know the science behind it, but it's one thought. It may transfer nanoseconds. So what we're trying to teach them is, you know, not to get technical because I'm not a science person, but neuroplasticity, to stop that negative thought, because the more you stop it, the less it will come.
That is what happened to me when I got off the medication. I started this very aggressive discipline that I still do today, where I get up at 3 o'clock. I write 300 pages. It's not a journal. It can be the word watermelon, but I'm writing 300 pages, and then I meditate for 20 to 40 minutes, depending. And then I work out 2 hours a day, because you're 100% right. And so what I learned in that, and what I think people learn from your presentation, the first step in is learning that you can control your thoughts and what thoughts really are.
Yeah.
And thoughts are a voice that you can choose either to listen to or not to listen to. And once you understand that you have that control, then you can say, okay, wait, I'm feeling like the world would be better without me. I can choose not to listen to that. It's not saying you're not feeling it. It's just you can choose not to listen to it.
Well, I describe to them, too, like when James died, right, I had these vivid false memories of his death. I was not at his death, but my brain would send visual where I would see the whole thing, and I would literally be throwing up, hyperventilating, couldn't sleep without the light on in the beginning, like all of these things. And again, the guys down in Colombia, so like I would go down there for these studies, like genetic blood work, my MRIs, blah, blah, blah. And I would come with a list. They used to be like, oh my God, you're the only participant with a list of things like, what is going on? This is a memory that comes up, and I wasn't there. And they're the ones who taught me, is like, get up, walk your dog, throw in a laundry, call a friend. It doesn't even have to be about this.
Yep. Do something.
Do something.
Change your state and then decide whether.
And I don't get those anymore. I mean, there's very few times like that it'll start to protrude into my brain, and I'm like, I got to get up. And like you, you might be able to tell, I'm a very hyper person.
Never would have picked that up. No.
Always been like that?
I would have picked the word zen, but okay, let's go with hyper.
Well, this zenny woman, but as Dawn knows, like I now meditate every morning, even if it's only 25 minutes before work. Like
25 minutes is a good sit.
And I meditate every night.
So do I.
I gratitude three things every morning, even if I feel like crap.
Right.
Before I get out of bed, three grateful things. And sometimes they're ridiculous things, because like you have to think about like, you know, are you grateful for?
Do you worry about, I do something very similar. Do you worry about saying the same thing? I'm like, well, I was grateful for orange juice last week. I can't be grateful again.
Well, sometimes I do laugh at like the things, like last week I was like, I'm so happy for water, you know, in my house, right?
Right.
And that my hands are clean. And I'm thinking like, when sometimes I go back and read, I'm like, what the hell was I thinking about that for? But I probably saw a commercial about like a kid who's poor or something like that. And it's so those basic little things, because listen, life is hard and overwhelming. There are days where I feel so heavy. And if I don't do those things like meditating, journaling, using the senses, like Dawn knows too, like sometimes I will put on something like peppermint spray because I'm tired and I'm like, it teaches me to breathe, right? It, like I do all these things and people will say, they're so simple, how could that work? But
I like the chocolate thing. You put the Hershey Kiss on your tongue and let it melt. It's the best thing ever.
it's part of the brain of love.
Why I think that works is I think it's your brain just understanding that there's something, anything you can do about what you're thinking.
Right.
And the more your brain understands, you know, maybe lavender spray doesn't work chemically. I don't know if it does or not. But your brain says, hey, wait a second. I'm doing something to counteract this thought that I'm having. And once I learn to do that, that's why the exercise thing is so important too, because exercise is very tangible.
That's what I do.
Okay.
Yeah, she does the meditation. Right. I can't do that. I need to do something physical.
You can meditate. I'll teach you. You can do it.
I'm too high strung
to sit
that
long.
Nobody's too high strung.
Jen, you're stressing her out by just meditating.
I bet you do meditate and you just don't know it.
Yeah, I meditate while I'm working out.
Okay, that's a form of meditation.
I could zone that way.
But the great thing about working out to counteract suicidal ideation or even depression is it's tangible. If I could lift 10 pounds and then I could lift 15, then I know I'm capable of moving in a direction.
Right.
And it's those lessons. Because when you're – I mean, I don't know if it was like this for James, but I know it was like this for me. You get to a point where you are out of – you don't believe there's anything you can impact anymore.
Right.
There's no way to make this any better, and everything I touch is better without me. My daughter's going to be better without me. My wife's going to be better without me. My job's going to be better without me, and I'm powerless. And people think suicide is selfish. It's the exact opposite. It's you want to relieve your pain, but at least for me and people I've talked to, it's also the drain I am on everybody else. I just can't do that anymore. And
right.
Everything's better off without me.
And even like at our presentations, we read James's note. He did leave a note.
He did leave a note.
He did leave a note. And he like thanked
that
his
friend.
That must
be so hard to do every day.
So here's the thing.
Yeah, we did it five. The last presentation we
five
just did,
times.
We did five presentations in one day.
Oh.
By the end of the fifth one, I don't even know how she got through the note
of
by the
course.
End of the fifth one.
So the thing about like going in, and people ask us all the time, like, you know, Dawn, so just Dawn isn't just like, you know, this woman who joined my board. Our kids know each other since they're, what, four?
Four.
4 years
our
old.
Sons.
Our
wow.
sons.
Right.
And so they grew up together.
And our daughters. Our daughters grew up like sisters.
Yeah. And so like in the summers when we worked, I would take one day off and watch the kids. She would take the other day. So, I mean, even though it's me telling a story, Dawn is affected by that story as well,
sure.
right?
Sure,
hearing
of course.
That and, yeah. and listening to that note. Because James, like a lot of people, was a very funny kid. Like,
right.
if you asked his friends, that's how they would describe him. Like, he's funny as fuck, right?
Right?
That's definitely, like, he always had us laughing. And even in his note, he still brings humor. Like, he tells my daughter, like, I'm sorry we drifted and all these things. And then he says at the end, please marry Rich because she's a lot, right?
right.
But he literally wrote that, you know?
Yeah.
Like, and so I think I share this note because I think people or kids think of these shows like that when somebody leaves a note, it's going to give you all this information as to why, or it's going to blame, like, I had a bad childhood or this happened. And suicide is so complicated. It's never over one thing. You know, we talk about this all the time. There's, you know, physical deficits, the brain, hormones, environmental, hereditary. Like, there are huge studies coming up.
Yep.
Right. And so
sure.
all of these things are in there. And so when people think like, oh, well, his girlfriend died or something. Listen, this has been started
it's,
a long
it's,
time
it's,
ago.
You're 100% right. It's never one thing.
No.
It's suicide is global.
It, right.
And how do we okay? So let's brass tack this. To schedule a presentation with you, what do we do?
So the easiest thing to do is go to our website. There is
what's the website?
It's James's. So I'm going to spell it. Right?
Go ahead.
Because I shouldn't have done, but
I'll link it, but spell it.
We don't know what we were thinking when we did this.
It's JAMESS.
Okay.
Warriors.org.
Okay.
And on there's a form. We do presentations for community schools. We do superintendents conference days. We do colleges. Anything where there's a community-based program, we will firehouse you. You want to do this because sometimes you have when somebody dies by suicide, so many people are affected, right? It's not just my family or my immediate family and friends, right? You know how many teachers sent me notes because when James died, like right before graduation, we talk about this, how he had lost interest and they thought like he was being like a punk, right? But it wasn't. It was, and they didn't tell me because they felt like, you know, it's the end of the year. They just want to graduate and move on.
So funny you say that because the same thing happened to me. Everybody thought I was being an asshole. And right. I'm like, no, I'm checking out. That's right. Not me being an asshole. Right. I know exactly what you're talking about. Right. Yeah.
And even like we say too during the presentation, like as a mom and like this is how I'm going to deal. I'm going on Amazon and buying like a salt lamp, a weighted blanket. Like I'm doing all these things never in my head thinking about suicide. And so that's the other thing. Like we do parents, like a lot of the schools will have us come in and do a parent presentation so they know
that's
what their
fantastic.
Child is going to hear. Mm-hmm. And it's an opportunity to discuss, right? So you saw it as a mom or dad, and the next day your student sees it. That's an opportunity for you to say, hey, I saw Donna and Dawn at James's Warriors presentation. What did you think?
Right, right. So go to James's Warriors. There's a form there to hire you. Fundraising.
Yes.
That's Dawn's
Talk
job.
To me, Dawn.
So as we said, we do a lot. We go into the schools for free. We do coping kits, we do t-shirts, we do all different things that we give to the kids for free. So we have to do fundraising for this.
Our mother's retreat.
Oh, yes, and we do our mother's retreat as well, which again is all by donation too. So this year we have three fundraisers going right now. We have the Saratoga racetrack, which we just sold out 106 tickets. Yes.
Woo-hoo! Well
and
done.
That is on July 14th.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have a golf outing. This is our second golf outing. This will be on August 12th.
Correct.
We did it last year. We had about 58 people come. Hopefully this year we get a lot more. It's going to be at Casper Kill. And again,
how do I sign up for that?
That's online on our website
okay.
as well.
Okay.
Next week.
Tickets will go on sale next week for that.
Okay.
And then normally.
Well, this will post next week, so you'll be perfect.
Yay! Perfect.
Tell me the day you post it, and that's when I'll post the show.
Perfect.
Okay. But normally, in the last few years, we did a car show. It was our biggest fundraiser. And the last 2 years, we decided not to do it because basically it's a lot for us, a lot.
Yeah.
So for years, I've wanted to do a music festival. Since we started James's Warriors, I wanted to do a music festival. And for one reason or another, we haven't been able to do it. Well,
they're a lot, too. Yeah.
That's, I'm already... I got this.
Very good. Very good.
So this year we're doing the music festival, and I'm very excited about it. It's going to be on Saturday, July 27th from 12. Doors will open at 12, go to 9:30 at night. I have six local bands that signed on.
Beautiful.
By donation. They're donating their time.
As they should.
We have food trucks coming. It's going to be a family event. I made really cool concert t-shirts. We're going to be
selling
the fans on the back.
All right.
Really cool.
They are good, the t-shirts. I'm not a t-shirt person, but I do love them.
They're awesome.
Oh, fun. So we
have the local bands, which we're going to announce in a couple of weeks, a little out of time, I think. But they're all local bands.
Wonderful.
And we're doing it in Wappingers, the town of Wappinger, at Schlotthouse Park, which is at the corner of Myers Corners and All Angels.
Okay.
It's that corner piece where the monument is.
Right.
We're doing it there. And it's in connection with the town of Wappinger. They're going to help support us or promote it, I guess, not support us.
Fantastic.
You
listening,
yeah.
Lynn?
I haven't even told Lynn yet.
Lynn.
My son probably
should
have told her. But
did you hear? She was on.
I did hear her. I heard her. I heard my friend Mary Beth, who I've worked out with for 25 years.
Yeah, yeah.
I got to tell Lynn about it. I don't think Cher told her, but and actually Cher is helping me with the
they're both going to be in here in 2 hours.
Yeah, well,
okay, fair enough.
But I do want to say with the music fest, our car show. A lot of the music people in our, Wappinger community have always really been big supporters of our organization. Like, even our car show, Angela Santilli, Ed Busey, who unfortunately passed last year. Look, I'll start choking up.
No, don't do that.
Those guys like, we wanted to do a car show. They're like, we're going to do the music for you. We're going to get other bands to do. Like,
they handled everything for us.
Everything. Yeah. And even, like, if we went to a function like they were having and their tip cup, like, here it is.
Yep.
Yeah. It's for you.
You know what the Lifted Project is?
Yes, and okay. Actually, I tried so hard. Everybody kept putting James's Warriors name in there, and we didn't get in there.
Well, next year is there's a reason why you didn't get in there. Cause, and I will tell you why.
Look how sad I am.
No, it's not you. It's not you.
Everybody kept putting our name. I'm like, yes.
So many Home From Here shows that you will be next year. So many Home From Here shows that I do are about suicide.
Yes.
That I thought, like, I need to steer away from that for the first event, and then obviously come back to it. So I promise you are in next year. Don't even apply. You're in.
Joanne's like year. This. Look, she's like, we didn't get it. I go, no, but like, you know, River House, and she's like, a lot of people wrote our names. And I was like,
well, it's yes, next year, I promise. But to your point about the music community here,
so great.
Well, so I invited 39 musicians to volunteer, sing an original song, 39 different musicians, sing a song that hadn't even been written yet, and be filmed doing it for a documentary and have it be distributed.
Amazing.
38 said yes, and the one guy who said no because he was going to be in North Carolina touring and needed to make the money.
What?
How crazy is that?
I won't That's even amazing. Be here to go to it because I'll be in Amsterdam.
Oh, nice. You know, you got to be careful when you say I'll be in Amsterdam and there's a red light right by your forehead.
Dawn, I'm shocked by these statements.
What will you be doing in Amsterdam?
No, just
she's looking for the flower.
Yes, I'm going to the Tulip Festival.
Oh, okay. Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. So... Do we get tickets for the music festival? What do we do?
Yes, so we're going to sell tickets online and at the door. It'll probably be cheaper online, obviously.
That's the way
all money goes straight to James's Warriors for what we told you we use it for.
Right.
But it will be online, and then, again, we will sell tickets at the door. We'll do wristbands because technically it's outside. There is no door.
Good point.
Fine, that is an excellent point.
Yes.
And we'll also bring up that we need volunteers to help us man the no doors.
Yes.
To actually be doors.
Yes, yes, yes. Right. We will rope it off, but we will need volunteers.
Wait, I hope Terry Hunt hears us.
Yeah, Terry Hunt's already working it.
Oh,
already
good, got her. And and to sign up to volunteer, what do I do?
Again, same thing. You can go to our page.
So when I list the events on our page, there'll be a form attached.
Okay.
Would you like to volunteer?
Okay, terrific.
And to be honest with you, like, you can tell, this is not like this big, you can always reach out to Dawn or I on social media, on our website.
Mm-hmm. Message us, whatever.
Yeah, people call me all the time on my phone. My husband's like, who is that? I'm like, I don't know. How'd they get your number?
It's on our website.
So anyone can reach us. And even that day of, I know she's smarter than I am, but truly. but even if you wanted to volunteer that day and you said, hey, listen, you know, that day you want to pop in.
Right.
You know, there's always something to do.
Sure. Of course.
We're definitely going to need help.
And that's the other thing with people
we're
don't
also
realize.
Looking, we're doing some raffles and 50-50 as well.
Okay. Yeah.
So I'm looking to get some
donations like
for raffles.
Baskets.
For baskets and stuff. I think I might have one for a tattoo.
Oh, sweet.
Place.
Yeah, that's cool. But you know what? The other thing, like, I also wanted to bring out just really, really quick is that, like, some people will be like, oh, you're always looking for volunteers and money, blah, blah, blah. And the other thing is, like, we are a small board. You know, we don't have a lot of people. We have certain people who, you know, help us out for different events. And both Dawn and I work full time and do the presentations. And, like, we have families that, you know, I just said my daughter, like, you know.
She's a lot.
She's a lot.
My daughter, thank
you. I got four dogs.
Graduated.
Yeah.
There you go.
College and is a social worker.
Oh, nice.
We got a lot going on at our houses. I mean, my daughter, listen.
Yeah.
She's fun. Yeah. I mean, she's an esthetician, like, thank God, because she does a lot of good skincare for me. But, it's my house is like how I am, Kukula. And so we're managing a lot of different things. And so people, you know, will say, like, you're always asking for help. And it's like, for a community to change that stigma, we all have to kind of asks for help.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. And the stigma thing is the biggest shame I can imagine, because it's all fear based. The reason you stigmatize it is because you're afraid of it. And so when I, like, I don't know how you guys feel about this, but when I tell my story, I use the word crazy.
Right.
I use the word crazy a lot.
Right.
Because I was. And I was sit with a BB gun, wait for aliens to come crazy.
Right.
And if you are afraid to say the word, then you're afraid to treat the problem.
Right.
And even when I'm talking to people, I won't name names, but there was somebody actually in the field, and I said, and I was on the show, and I said, dude, I was crazy. And they're like, you can't use that word. It's pejorative. I'm like, it's not pejorative. It's descriptive. That's what I was. And I'm like, you're in the field and you're afraid of it. Mm-hmm. And
we talk about that all the time. The only word that I don't like, and she knows, where Instagram people were using, he made himself unalive.
Yeah,
like
that's
stupid.
Like, yeah. I'm like, my kid wasn't a house plant, and now he's unalive.
Yeah.
Right? Like, he was a being, and so
don't even know where that came from.
Unalive.
I'll tell you where it came from. Same place. Fear.
Well, I
can't say what it is, so I'm going to find a gentler,
right,
which isn't even gentler. It's just kind of it's
stupid.
Stupid. Thank you. That's a good word.
Yeah,
way of saying it. But
it's like suicide, too. People don't want to say the word suicide.
Right. You can't say
the word
suicide.
Well, you're not sugarcoating this. This
right.
is not,
right, right.
you know.
If you sugarcoat it, you're not treating it.
Exactly.
So
it is what it is.
Right, right. Yeah, yeah. And
we get that a lot. Like when we say, you know, there's those words like unalive, or, you know, we use the expression died by suicide.
Right.
Versus kill myself, because of the kill myself is hard for certain people to digest. I think if you experience mental illness, you use whatever words you feel comfortable using.
Right. Whatever
right.
gets you
right?
whatever gets you home from here. Sorry. Whatever gets you said,
right.
Whatever gets you from A to B.
Exactly.
It's so not a shameless plug for the show. I'm sorry.
No.
But whatever gets you home, that's what you do. And
right.
and you should be able to own that.
Right.
And it amazes me. And the other, you know, the other thing, and you touched on it, and I think it's so important, and I'm so glad you guys are aware of it, is the point where that yes or no point, that's way too late. Here I'm crying again. That's way too late.
I know. Mm-hmm.
And what I love that you guys are doing is you're talking to people who aren't there yet and can recognize it. That train is so much easier to stop.
100%.
Before it gets going,
right?
Than it is once it is, and so thank you for doing that.
Thank you for sharing your story, because the more people who share, right, it becomes easier for others to share, because you don't feel like you're alone, you don't feel like you're a burden. And that's, you brought that up too. Like, those are the key words when I talk
yep.
to the kids. I feel alone. I could have a million friends, but and my son. My son, I
he had a lot of friends.
He had a lot of friends,
right.
But still felt alone. Still felt like
yeah.
as a burden. That we disappoint. His first line in his note to me is, "I'm sorry, I disappointed you." Now I'm going to tell you something. Both my kids can never disappoint me. I love. Life is challenging, right? And things happen. Like, it's not a disappointment. No one's life is a disappointment. There are challenges that need
right.
to be addressed, but no one's life is a disappointment. We're
right.
all here. For, you know, I'm going to bring in, like, you know, whatever your higher power
Dude.
Is. But we are all purposeful.
Yes. And yeah, especially for teenagers, that word disappointment is so, it's so important. And the harder thing about, you know, what you guys do, because I was a grown man, the harder thing about what you guys do is a teenager's locus of control is so small.
Yes.
That, like, your coping kit, that's exactly the right thing to do. Because when you're a teenager and you don't own your world yet, sometimes all you can do is cope till you get from A to B.
Yeah.
And so that's brilliant. That's really brilliant work. So say the website again.
It's James's Warriors.
I don't want to hear it. I just want to hear you say it.
It's jamesiswarriors.org. And again, thanks for everyone who listens and helps us to change the stigma. We are so grateful.
And yeah. and I'm pissed. If you still have stigma around suicide, just don't listen to the show. It's annoying. There should be no more. Well, no, listen to the show, because you'll get educated. I take that back. And the fundraiser, say the fundraiser again one more time.
The music festival is on July 27th, Saturday, at Schlathaus Park in Wappingers from 12 to 9:30.
No one rocks alone.
No one rocks alone.
Thank you guys for doing this, man. That's good.
Thank you for having us.
That's really, really, really good work. And it bothers me that you won't know how deeply you reached.
Right.
That's hard. It's hard to continue to do the work when you don't know the lives you're saving. You won't know the number.
Numbers.
5 years we're doing this.
Yeah. Numbers mean nothing. One. That's the only number we need.
Well, you know you got one. James's Warriors, guaranteed next year lifted project, guaranteed.
Woohoo! Yay!
And I'm John. This was Home From Here.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.
You guys made me cry like three times.
Wait, I have to like. Because then if I start, it's hard to get back.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've just gotten used to it.
Oh, no.
We're good.